We are on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, starting the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shum Kesef, Shove Kesef, Bifnei Bezen, Val Pi Eidim, Bnei Chayren, Bnei Bris, Vanoshim Bechlal Hanezek, Vanizik, Vamazik, Betashlumim. Rashi says, Shum Kesef, Kulo Mas Nisin, Meforish Begmore. So the Gemara asks, My Shum Kesef. What is the translation of Shum Kesef? Omar Rav Yehuda, Shum Zeh, the Shume, the evaluation, Lo Yehei Elo Bekesef. The Nezik should be evaluated because of the monetary value of the hezek, and that's what has to be paid. What was genizik? Tanine loho de tana rabona. So the Gemara says, "Oh, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, so our Mishnah is a raya to a baraisa. We learned in a baraisa poro sheizika talis." A pore was mazika talis. Vitalis shehizika pore. Ein oimrim teitzei poro betalis, vitalis bepore. We do not say teitzei poro betalis, vitalis bepore. We'll see machlikis rashi and teitzis exactly what this means. Eloshomin oiso bedomin. We evaluate what the hezek was. Now let us see Rashi. Shum zeh shel nizokin. This shum, this evaluation of nizokin, how much the damage was, lo yehei elo bekesef. Sheyei bezdin shomin, that bezdin evaluates, kama shova hanezek, how much the nezek was. Mone oimaisayim. We come to a number, how, in value, how much was it, did it become worthless? Vikach yishalem loy, and what Bezdin evaluates, the hefsid was, the hezek was, that is what he's mechuyev to pay. Tanino b'masnisen, so if that's pshat na mishneh, so a mishneh is araya, Loha de tonu rabbonon bibraise. So this is a raya to the baraise. And ushma mi no do baraise ikeri. Not all baraises were mikubul. But here, if we have a mishneh that says shum kesef, so we see that baraise is an ungenommene baraise. In the aloche that it says in the baraise, it says in our mishneh. Poro sheiziko talitz, shedoso oleo b'chotzer anizik. That a poro trampled over a talitz and a chotzer anizik, so that's regal. Oi, the bachskir, so oi talitz sheiziko poro b'shusaram. Or another case, a talitz was mazik a poro in a reshusaram. Now how was a talitz mazik a poro? Kigoin sheniskelo behema betalis. The talis was lying in the reshus harabim, and the behema tripped over the talis. V'nishbar regel pore, and the regel of the pore broke. Now lechayre kan shoyel aben. We had mentioned this yisod in the beginning of Babakam and Av Gimelomid Beis, but let us just mention it again. L'chayre, there's a concept of Karka Oilam Hizikosoi, that Rav says that Boyer is only Chayiv Mishum Havloi. That means the Hevel, the bad air that was created through the Boyer, if that was Mazik, so that's called that I created a mazik of hevel, and the hevel was mazik. But if there was no hevel, Well, the hevel wasn't mazik, the chvat was mazik, so Rav holds karka ilo mizikos, I'm not responsible for that, because my whole responsibility by boyer is my boyer was mazik. So if I created a boyer, I created hevel, that's also na kosov kilo b'shusoy. So then I'm responsible to pay for what the hevel that I created was mazik. But if the hevel was not mazik, so what was mazik? The karka that was there before. That's not my karka. There's no asar kosov kila b'shusay on the chabad. So he's potter, you say, karka oilam hizikosa. Over here we see that a shoyer tripped on a talus, and how did it break its foot? Not from the talus. Al kochoch, it broke its foot, it fell on mamish karka oilam, real karka oilam, not from his bird. It tripped and it fell further away from the talus. So, the mazik is ikhe karka oilam, so why is he chayiv? So we had said a yesod and daf gimel, omet beis, in the Rashi of Keichai v'neyoi, in Boruch Hashem, I found this yesod, Rav Moshe Zechayin of Rocha says, in Igris Moshe, Chayishim Mishpot, Chelekal of Simen Tzadik Ches. And the yesod is as follows. By every boyer, that what a shoyer falls into the boyer is only a grome of the balaboyer. That means the shoyer is walking, and all of a sudden there's no level earth there, there's a hole there. So the shoyer trips. Now what caused the tripping of the shoyer? Because I took away, there's no earth here. So the voidness that caused that the shoyer tripped, there's no earth here, that's why it tripped. So there's nothing of mine that brought about the tripping. On the tripping, I'm a grommer. So Mamela, I'd be potter for that. No, therefore the Torah was machayv. Forget about the tripping, but al kaponim, the hezik was through your hevel. Your hevel choked the behemoth. So Mamela, your chayiv, not for the tripping of the shoyer, which is not your responsibility whatsoever, it's only a grommet, but you're responsible for the hevel that was mazik the shoyer. That is a normal boyer. So Rav holds, but what if there's no hevel? There's only karka oilam, so my moment did not cause the tripping. My moment did not cause the hezik. The karka oilam, which was there from before, was mazik. So therefore, your potter. That is the svara of Rav that you say karka oilam hizikosa. But if a person makes a takola that causes a behemoth to trip, that means just like we had in Dafnun Gimel. So there, we mechayiv the bala shoyer, even though it's not his boyer, but he brought about this hezek. He was mappled the shoyer into the boyer. Or the Gemara says also in Dafnun Gimel, if I put an even al piya boyer, and the shoyer tripped on the even and fell into the boil. So also it's kilu, the even was mappalim into the boil. So that's called, it's considered like I threw you into the boil. So over here, if the talis caused the shoyer to fall, so it's considered kilu, the talis threw him down. So that's just like if a shoyer shedochav chaveir elaber. So it's called my talis was doichev. So my talis pushed you on the ground. That's called that my boil was mazik you. I threw you down on the ground. Here there's no problem of karka oilam hizikosei. So that's what Rashi says. Niskelo behema betalis v'nishba regel pora. Ein oimrim. Teitzei poro betalus. We do not say that cancel out. Yitel es haporish izika talisai. Not cancel out. Let us say that the nizik has a right to be goyve the mazik. Einaimrim teitze, because according to Rashi, we're speaking about two distinct cases. One case aporos mazik atalas. One case atalas was mazik apore. Einaimrim teitze pore betalas. Yitel es haporish izika talisai. And we won't evaluate the hezek that occurred, how much the talis became worth less because of this hezek. I would think, you a mazik, my talis, I'll take the mazik. That's the halacha. That's the halacha by nizokin. The nizik has a right to take the mazik. We don't evaluate the hezekis which occurred. Elashomin oisa bidomim. No, that's not how nizokin are paid up. Shomin and nizokin bekesef. We first have to figure out how great the hezek was. Ulefi mashe hezek es chaveroi. And according to this hezek, yishalem, after we know the exact amount of damages, that is what the mazik has to pay. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Shum kesef, the shume, the evaluation has to be in the amount that the hezek was worth. And that's what it says in the Baraisa. Elashomen oiso bedomim, we evaluate how much the damages were, and that's how much the mazik has to pay. Poro shezika talis, let us see, taisvis, vitalis shezika poro. Perish akuntaris. Now, taisvis had a different girse than we have in Arashi. Taisvis had a different girse, and Shini Nischois, they bring down, there was a different girse in Rashi. In Taisus Gils and Rashi was as follows, that there was Shehizik, Rashi makes it, in the way the Bach says, there were two distinct Hezekis, and Emerson, why do you have to mention two Hezekis, Akashef Amaisa, but Al Kaponim, there were two Hezekis, and he gives it, either Poros Mazik Atalos, Atalos Mazik Apore, so the halach is that the Tashlumei Nizokin is Nishum, is evaluated how much the Hezek was, how much the damages were. But Taisa had a different gears in Rashi. Perish HaKuntris Sheiziku Ze Ezer. There was a common Hezek. The Talis was Mazik the Poro. The Poro was Mazik the Talis. So now, both suffered damages, so the chiddush is v'shomen hanezik bekesef. So now, each damage is evaluated separately. Umi shehizik chaveira yoisa, and the one that made the greater hezik yishalim oidev. So he pays that which is more. The oidev, that means what both were mazik one another, so that cancels out. And the oidev, the mazik who created the oidev, will have to pay for the oidev. So first, Isis has a kasha, the kasha. Now, if we're speaking about a case that both were mazik one the other, so we have to know where did this occur. Dal kochoch poro shehizike talitz. Aino b'chotzer anizik. That has to be b'chotzer anizik. Oy b'kavonosei lahazik. Now, porish iziketalus could be babiker. It could be, it wanted to be mazik the talus. Oy derech iluchay. Or could be the walking derech iluchay babiregel. So, that's the case of porish iziketalus. Vitalis shehizika pore, ainu bishus harabe, tahavim itambo, It can't be that the talis was mazik bishus anizik, so then it's tucha bishus in my boy. Yeshua had no right to come into my rishus, so it broke its foot. So it was supposed to, for me, watch Yeshua shouldn't come into my rishus. You owe me money for being mazik my talis. So al kochoch, talis, the talis that was mazik the pore, al koch has to be bishus haram. And it's a boyer. Now, if it was a boyer, so how was the pore mazik the talis in Rishus Harab? If it was mazik regal, so regal is part of Rishus Harab. I will say it was, everything wasn't the Rishus Harab. It was mazik al tzkeren. It was mazik bekabona the talis. So we have now a beautiful tzir. The talis is a bir b'shus haram, and the pora was mazik the talis haltskeren, which is chayiv b'shus haram, and that's the case. Zaktai says, no, the yevshaluk mi pora sheiziko talis nami b'shus haram. You cannot say that the pora was mazik the talis b'shus haram mitam keren. The imkain, if that was the case, hoyapoto bal hapore, kidi omar lekamon beperik beis, the chola mishane, ubo acher vishina boy potter. The Gemara says in the second perik, if a person was mishane, ubo acher vishina boy potter. Now, exactly what does this mean? And what's the lumdus of this? So first, let's just say the case. The Gemara says later, according to Reish Lakish, and that's what Tosfos Kash is. If a person put a talis in a Rishus Harab, which is really a very odd thing to do, people don't put talis in the Rishus Harab. And now the Shoyer saw it, and the shayr got a psazai, this instigated the shayr, a psazai, a red talis he put in Milo Shus Harab, that instigated the shayr, and the shayr was mazik, the talis. So the din is the shayr is potter. Boacha vishina boy potter. So the chazainish says, what is the lomdus of this halacha? So the chazainish says as follows. Ein tsuras nizokin bizman shehanizik moishech olav es hanizik. That means if the nizik was the cause of the hezik, you did a very modern thing. You put a red blanket in the middle of Rishus Harab. When the parah comes and it sees red, it gets instigated from this. So Memela, you brought about the Hezek. So there's a ptul in Hilchus Nezikin. If the Maise Hanizik brought about Kol HaMashan, you did something that's queer, that's not the Darkai to do. And that made Ubo Acha Bishina Boy. Well, the Gemara says another marshal, which we'll understand better. The Gemara says, a shayr will go and lay down in the middle of a Rishus Harab. Somebody lays in the middle of a Rishus Harab. You have a shayr walking, and it sees the shayr laying down. I know what it's going to do. It won't tap it on the shoulder. Give it a kick. In the middle of a Rishus Harab, you're laying down. Call on Mishana, Bo'acha Vishida Boy. Potter, that means you instigated this Hezek. You brought about this Hezek. So the din is that the mazik is potter. So Memela Sotaisu says, if the case was that the talis was b'rishus haram, and the shayr was mazik in bekeren, so that means that it instigated him, this talis, so the shayr is takya potter. Sotaisu says, Rashi had a pesatir, that each one was mazik the other, and now we say that the oidev should be paid by the greater mazik. Where's the Heichetimtze? Where do we have a Heichetimtze that both were Masik, one the other? Where do we have such a Heichetimtze? So Emerson, the Rishayim say, if we remember what we learned yesterday, we have a very good seer. We Rashi learned Pshatak, and we have a very good seer. We had a seer, Lezel, Lezel, Lashvorim, Lezel, Lezel, Lashvorim, Ulachad, Lepeiris. That means we had a seer, that you had a chotzer on Nizik. That means the Nizik had a right to put Peiris, so let's make this that, let's say the Nizik had a right to unpack his talesim in the chotzer. It's the Nizik's chotzer, but both have a right to bring shvorim. So now, according to Rashi, the Rebbeinu Tam was chaylik on Rashi, that's why he had a problem. But according to Rashi, so Rashi learned as follows. Mitzat regel, yochayv, it's called the chotzer anizik. It's, the nizik has a right to put down his talesim there. This is his, this chotzer is his warehouse for talesim. He's allowed to put his talesim there. So yochayv alts regel, chayv alts regel to yuamazig his talus, b'shus anizik. If it's lezel, lezel, lishvorim, if I have a right to bring my shoyer there, so then there's a chiyuv on the bala talis, no, I have a right to bring my shoyer, then you have to know if your talisim will be a boyer for a shoyer, you have to be careful also. I mean, there's a mutual consideration over here. I have to watch my shoyer not to be mazik your talisim beregel, that's 100% right, because it's a chotzer anizik, But leave the gisa, since you know that the shvarme, you can't put your talesim in such a place, it'll be a takala for the shir. But Taisus was chaylik on Rashi, so Taisus couldn't find the proper echidim, so Rashi lushitos. It's not too bad. Al kaponim. That's kasha number one. Then, Vafilu im neforesh kein ira. We'll say it didn't happen in one shot that there was this one was mazik the other one. Sheporei ziketales bechotzer b'shus anizik v'tales zikapore b'shus harab al kaponim. But it happened that each person got genizicked from the others. From the other person's momin, he got genizik from the balatals got genizik from the porin, the porin got genizik from the talus, not in two different times. Now that's the din that we evaluate the hezik and the greater mazik has to be mashlam the hezik. Akati masnis ni lakama. So this is also a mishnah. This is not, I don't need this mishnah. Beish shvorim tamim shechovlu zebozeb. Vietu shvorim uchvotamim. Mishalmim b'moiso chatzi nezik. So then you figure out how much the moiser is, how much the yisrin hezik is, and that the tam pays chatzi nezik. Muodim, vietu muodim shechovlu zebozeb. Mishalmim b'moiso nezik sholom. Al kaponim this chiddish. That we say that if there were two hezekis, the greater mazik has to be mashlim his hezek. So that's a mishnah further in Perek HaManeach. V'yeshloimel detoni v'hodem afar. Shataisu says it's not such a mir. This kash is not so gefelach. It's here the mishnah is saying bekitzer the yesoid shum kesef. And the case, that's the what does that mean? Shum kesef, ayin lekamon, peirikimul. The Mishnah says a case, so we'll know clear what that means. Ve'Rabbeinu Tam beforish. Rabbeinu Tam is a new malach. Okay. The oy ktoni, it's oy. It's not the same. It's not that this happened. That this happened. The poro was mazik the talus, and the talus was mazik the poro. No. The oy ktoni. Sometimes a vov can be a vov a chibur, and sometimes a vov can be a vov a mafrit. That it's telling us two different cases. K'moy cholatz v'osa maima v'nosen get be yevomis. There's a Mishnah in Yevamis, which the Mishnah means as follows. Either he gave chalitza, or he made maima, or he gave a get. So you see, a vav could be a lashon oy. So memela, so we're not, so this first problem, and the second problem, that the first problem, how did this all happen in one place? It's not in that. We're two different cases. Well, the Porish, was Mazik HaPalas, speaking about the Chotzer HaNizik. Palas was Mazik HaPalas, speaking about Bishus HaRab. It's two different cases. And not the Chiddush is that we look at the greater Hezek and that has to be Nishlam. We're talking about two different cases. Mamish, two different cases. So now we just have to understand, so what is the Mishnah telling us? And the Chiddush is also not that the Baal HaPore is not permitted to take the talus. The talus beiru v'lo mishalem igufo. I mean, the mechitesi, I should have a right to take the talus. We learned also, a hezek is according to the value of the hezek, how much the damages were. Elohim Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Baraisa is telling us two different dealings. The Ein Oimrim Teitzei Pore Betales Bolash Minon the Loiker Abekive the Omar Lekamon Bameiniach Yuchla Tasher Lenizik Elo Yusham Kerab Yishmoel. So let's learn. We have two cases over here that the Baraisa mentioned. In each case is telling us a different Chiddush. There's a machloikis weiter in the Gemara. Do we say yuchlat asher or yusham asher? Which means as follows. You have a sher tam that was mazik. So we have a klal asher is mishalem migufay. Now what does this mean? Sher mishalem migufay. Rabbi Kiva holds that yuchlat asher, that the ownership of the Sheir HaMazik after Bezdin Paskins, you come to Bezdin, and Bezdin Paskins, that the Baal HaSheir, the Sheir Thomas Chayiv, let's say the whole Sheir to the Nizik. So let us say the Hezik was Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the Din Torah was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Comes to Bezdin Paskins, Eidim, against the Zach. The Sheir Amazik is a Sheir Tam, is we Paskin, is Yishalem Igufay. According to Rabbi Kiva, that means Amor de Kechidish, that means from, after this Psak Bezdin, from Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the Sheir belonged to the Nizik. That means that the Chiddush HaTorah by Tam was not that the Mazik has to pay for the damages. That's also true. But in Yuchlat HaShoyer, that the Nizik acquires the ownership of the Mazik. The Behemah is his. The Behemah is his. It belongs to him from the Hezek. Retroactively, when Bezdin Paskins, that the Nizik has a right to, for the Sheir Tam, it belongs to the Nizik Lamafreya. So, this is a Muradik Echidish in the Hezik of Tam, that the Nizik acquires ownership. Not that he owes him money, he acquired ownership already. So the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to tell us, that's what the Braise is telling us, Shum kesef. No, no, no. There's no ownership over here. We have to shots up how much money he owes him. There's no ownership. He doesn't acquire ownership. He owes him money. We have to shots how much money he owes him. Loisaymar teitzei poro betalis. Don't say that he acquires. Teitzei is gematria acquire. You don't say he acquires the poro through that. That the poro was mazik the talis, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, which in parentheses we really do, but our Mishnah is telling us, no, our Mishnah holds in the Baraisos like Rabbi Shmuel, that he doesn't acquire, you don't say teitze poro betalis, and what's the lashon of the Baraisa? Elosham in Aisa bedama, he owes him money, we have to shatz up how much money does he owe him? But there's only, he owes him money. There's no, he doesn't acquire an ownership in the poro. That is the chiddush of poro sheizika talis. Fine? Okay. So now that's that. They name him teitze poro betalis, bolashmina, deloike rabbi kibbe. The Omar the Kamon Baminiach Yuchlat Shoyl and Nizik. Rabbi Akiva holds a Shoyl Tam belongs to the Nizik. It becomes a Shoyl. Elo Yusha. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds Yusha Mashoyl. We figure out how much the Shoyl is worth. That's how much he has to pay him. He doesn't have to pay him with the Gufa Shoyl. He pays me Gufa. It means that Al Koponim, the value of the shir, and not more than the value of the shir. That's the chiddush of poro sheizika talis. V'talis beporo. Now what is the chiddush of talis beporo? Oso lashminon deloigovi miyasmi. Now this is coming to tell us another chiddush. Talking about a talis, that was a boyer, that was mazik the poro. It's coming to tell us another chiddush. The loigavi miyasmi. Now there's a girsi on the side of my gemara. The havi salke daitoch. There would be a hava mine. The ligvi from yesaimi. Afal gav the metaltli the yasmi loy mishtabdi. The masha omra teirim in aliyah zel liyapis koichoi shel nizik. Bimeina mazik shove niskoi yishal min aliyah. Avo biyasmi di mishtalmi min aliyah ave pseida de nizik. The metaltu di yasmi loy mishtabdi. Bimishtale migufa yigve afilu miyasmi. Tabekilu tofas michayim. Pavamine de mishalem migufoi. Period. Now let us explain what Tosfos is saying. The Chazon Ish says Pshat and Tosfos as follows. I would have had a hava mine. I don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, Yuchlat Asher. We paskin that, he said, the first bova, Porish Ehizik Talis. Paskin Yusham Asher. But I'd have a hava mine. That al koponim, the shoyer, and I think according to Rabbi Shmuel, it is that way by Pora, the shoyer is an apoiteki al koponim. That means that the nizik has a right to mon from the shoyer. He has a right to mon from the shoyer. So, I would think that this halacha of an apoiteki, it means he has lechatchila aschus gviya from this shoyer. If this, I would think that by a talis that was mazik asher, it's also an apoiteki. That's havamina number one. Now, before we're marich in this have, I mean exactly what it would accomplish by being an apoiteki, let's just go further. We'll come back to this. Now, how could one have a hava mina that a boyer is an apoiteki? I mean, boyer pays min aliyah. Sher tam pays me gufay. So there we could say that this, the mazik, the sher tam, is miyuchet ligvois mimeno. It's not his. But al kaponim, there's a schus gviya. By all other mazikim we know, you pay min aliyah, you pay, if the boil was worth $10,000 and the hezek was worth $100,000, you pay $100,000, you don't pay for the gufashah. So they says that's true, that's 100% true. That means, for the benefit of the nizik, if the boil is only worth $10, or the talus only worth $10, for shteitzech, he's not limited to be goyper from the talus. He can mon from him $100 how much the shviras haregel of his behemoth was worth. That's poshut. Boyer pays min aliyah. But there are certain cases where it would be worthwhile for the nizik for the boyer to pay me gufay. That means, let us say, if the here the boy was the talus. So the father possessed a talus. This talus was put down by Shusaram, Bipshiyas Ha'of, and now the Shoyer went over, this is Reuven, let's say Reuven was the Bala talus, he put the talus in the Shusaram. And Shimon Shoyer tripped over the talus and broke his foot. So now this talus is a boy. It's a boy. Now, Kozman, Reuven, the Bala Talus is a lie. There's no problem whatsoever. I go over to the Bala Talus. You know, your boy was Mazik my share. The Hesek was $100. You owe me $100. Right? That's push. But the Mishnah is not speaking about that. But now we're speaking about something else happened. The Bal HaTalus, Reuven, died. They didn't leave over any karkois. Now, I come over to the ocean. So they tell me, you know, the father died. He didn't leave over any karkois. Metal, he left over a lot of money. $1 million he left over. Metal, the yasmi le mishtabdi le malchayv. You know that. So guten tag, and we don't owe you a penny. So I never have a mina. This nizik, lost $100. So he says, is this talus still around? Yeah, we yashin the talus also, together with $1 million. We yashin the father's talus. Oh. So this talus, since this talus was mazik, my behemoth, so I have a schus, it should be an apoiteki, that means I have a schus gviya from this talus. Now, if you have a schus gviya from this talus, then it doesn't become metaltali diyasmi. We're going to have later a din. If a person was typhus michayim metaltali, that means like this. Let's speak about the same case that we heard over here, Reuven was Mazik, and Reuven had a Keli, and Reuven was ready on his deathbed already, and Shimon comes to be Mavaka Chayla, and he knows Reuven, he sees it's very serious, Reuven's going to die. And what's going to be? He has a loss of $100. So Beshas is Mavaka Chaylam, he sees a Keli there, he goes and chaps the Keli for himself, he's typhus the Keli. Now this Tvisa doesn't make it his, but he was typhus his. So the Tvisa accomplishes that after Reuven dies, he has no din of metaltali diyasmi. That means this din that he loses his schus gvir al yidei misis hamazik does not apply if he was typhus Michaim. We'll have a Gemara later like this. So Memele, I would think that this talus, since it was mazik, my share. So every mazik al kaponim is an apoiteki that I have a schus gviya lechatchila to be goyver from the mazik. And if I have a schus gviya, it's keilu tofes michayim. And if it's keilu tofes michayim, it's not metaltli diyasmi. Don't say that he gets anything in the talis. Don't say. That is the chiddush. So the Berais is telling us two chiddushim. Don't say that the shayim, that the parah belongs to him. Don't say that the talis becomes an apoiteki. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learned. Pshat, and let's just say, in the Nochemol, the Loshna of Rabbeinu Tam. The talis bepora osalashminin, the loigovi meyasmi. The avis al kedaitach, now the chiddush is you can't be goyve from the assignment. The avis al kedaitach, the ligvi. I would think I could take this talis when I make my shiva call on the assignment, I can say, is that talis here? Give me the talis. The ligvi, avagav de metaltu de yasmi loy mishtabdi. But I would think the mashem retirim in aliyah, zeliapis koiche shel nizik. That means that is also true that I can mon from the nizik the amount of the hezik, even though it's worth more than the mazik. The main a mazik shavan iske shalman aliyah. Avol biyasmi, but there's also another din also. Biyasmi, the mishtalmi min aliyah, if there won't be this din apoiteki, have a pseida din izik, the metalta di yasmi loy mishtal, the vi mishtalmi gufa yigva filo miyasmi. The mishtalmi gufa, the chazanish says, means an apoiteki, but I mean the mishtalmi gufa. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, Loisoyma Teitze, that he acquires any schusim, afilu aschus apaitiki in the talis, and that would make it ois metaltoi de yasmi. No, he only owes him money. There's no schusim whatsoever in the mazik. Yeah. Vimishtalim, iguva yigra afilu miyasmi, davikilo tovus mechayim. Ba'avamina de mishalem migufoy. Period. That is the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. V'loy gasinin pora shizika tle. There was another girsa. There was a girsa pora shizika tle. Dim kain lisni, so I say a pora and a tle, a ganze geshef. Lisni, it should say, shvorim shechovlu ze bo ze. What's a... If you're talking about a tle, psa, porosik, a tle, yeah, kilokamba baminich, so mele, so that gilsa zicha doesn't make sense. Porosik, a tle would be a trufa, so then it could be it was keren, both were mazik one the other, and it was b'shus harabim, the problem of talis falls off by tle, but psa, zamod nezach, porosik, a tle, you have to talk about a pora and a tle. So, b'derech hatam l'haskir pora betalis, k'damrin en enich l'mavi a pora betalis. That's when Chazal spoke about metaltlim. That was the common moshul pora and talis. Let us go further. Shavi kesef. It says in the Mishnah, shavi kesef. Now what does this mean? The Tana Rabbonim. Shove kesef, melameid, shein bezdin niskokin, elo linechosim, sheyesh lehem achayus. Now, before we'll figure out how this is the mashmois of the Mishnah, let us just say the trukina aloche, which also later will change. But shove kesef means karkois. And the Mishnah is telling us, we're only goyve from Kalke. Exactly what this means, we'll see later. So we just have to now two things. How is Shove Kesem Gematria Kalke? That's number one. And number two, then we have to say, why can you only be goyve from Kalke? These are the two problems. And the Gemara is going to be Miyashiv one at a time. Now let us see the Gemara. Sagt die Gemara, the Tana Rabbanon, Shave Kesef, Melame, the Mishnah is coming to teach us, Shein Bezdin Niskokin Elo Nechosim Sheyesh Lamachayis, Bezdin can only be goiva from Karka. Avol, that's best. Avolim Kodam Nizik V'tofas Metaltlin, but if the Nizik was Tavis Metaltlin, Bezdin goiva loimem, then Bezdin will be goiva the Metaltlin from him. So this whole halacha is very, very unclear, and the Gemara is going to start explaining it. Omamar Shove Kesef Melameit Shein Bezdin Niskokin Elul Nechosim Sheyesh Lamachayis. Shove Kesef is Karke, and Bezdin is only Niskak to Karke. My Mashme, Frek the Gemara, how do you see in the word shavik, in the words shavik kesef, that means karka. Where do you see karka in shavik kesef? Oma rabbe bar ule dovor hashove kol kesef. Something that's worth the amount you were koitzitz for it. Whatever amount the moicha and Lekeach agreed upon, that is the value. It's worth the, it is worth, Kalke is unique, that the value is what the Moicher and Koine agreed upon. And that's Dovo, She'en lo yeno, ein eno lekakois. Now let us just see Rashi, and then we'll try a little to explain this also. Shove kesef, kloima, shove kesef, yifchaloi. He pays them, shove kesef. Balamet, shem bezden, niskoken li pora min amazik. He can only be goiva from the mazik. Elim kein yesh le karke, if the mazik has karke. Tahainu karke, tahainu shove kesef means karke. The masnisen, tahainu shove kesef, masnisen. Lakama beforish my mashme, how the shove kesef. How does that mean, Kalke? Dovo hashove kol kesef. Shenois nemolov. Ukaporech mainiu. De ein lehem eino. That means, Kalke doesn't have eino. My kol kesef de kamre. De ein lehem eino. There's no din eino. Shafulu konon. B'yoyser midmeyem shtus, ein moicher chayev laharzeloi, k'dekamrine beperek hazov, havodim v'ashtoris v'akarkois ein lameino, afilu konon b'yoyser midmeyem. Now, I'd like to mention the Beis Lachem Yehuda brings down from the Stipler in Bechayres, some say the Stipler brings a raya from our Gemara. We have a klal, let us just elaborate a minute. There's this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bahar, there's Hilchis Einor. Now, Hilchis Einor, now let us, what is the case of Hilchis Einor? Let's take a bad case. You have a person who is not at all acquainted with prices and anything. He comes in to a store, he needs a parker pen. He comes to the storekeeper, I want to buy a parker pen. Oh, I see. I'll sell it to you for $15. You $15. And everyone else, $25. Pocket. Nope. He goes out, he's mole simche, $15, he sold him a pocket pen. Then, 5 minutes later, he's going over. Did I make a good deal? $15, I got a pocket pen. He says, you know, he sold him $3, maybe. So, the din is that he can, this is a case of bitl mekach, but let's talk about a fuller case of yeser mishtus, he or nadam or pashtus. So the chiddush, there's a chiddush atayr over here. There is a standard value, which more or less we figure out what the normal range of a Parker pen is to be sold. And then if it was sold more than a shtus of the value, or a shtus, so the Torah, it should, even though this was done with the das of the lekeach, he agreed, he was unaware of the true value. But even though it was done in the das of the lekeach, this is considered gzeile, and the meicher has to give him back kono, machzorino, that's by a shtus, yes, a mishtus, bottle maker, fine. That's this achidish in the parsha beino. It was done midashneim, not through the ignorance of one of the two parties. Now we have a limud. Ein eino lekalkois. By kalka, there's no din eino. So poshet, we learn. Says hakosuf. By a parker pen, there is eino. By kalka, there's no eino. We have by avodim, there's no eino. It's gzeres hakosuf. It's a machudish tikin din gezel to begin with. It was derech mekech ememka all the time. A moicha tries to derive as much profit as he can. And the lekech was, so I would think, it's not a gezel, it is a gezel, but by a kalke, the Torah didn't say this chiddush. So the Stifel says, but from our Gemara it says not like that. In our Gemara it says, the reason there's no eino by kalke, because the Torah was machadish as follows. The word value is relative. How much is something worth? It depends on demand. There's verschiedene Sachen that we measure value. So by metaltalim, the value is measured what the price is, what most people are selling it for. That is, so that price determines the true value of this chayfetz, and if the lekeach was cheated or the meicher was cheated, we have a parsha veino. Our Gemara tells us, but by karke, shavi kol kesef, the value of karke is determined not how the real estate brokers are selling karke. They don't determine the value. The value is both parties agreed to pay this amount of money for this karke, that becomes the value. Shavi kol kesef, its karke is unique. Why it is that way? We won't go into this, but that pshat in the chiddush haTorah. That's how our Gemara learned pshat. Shavik, the Gemara Kasha, how do you see Shavik Kesef as Gematria Karka? Where did you see Karka in the word Shavik Kesef? So the Gemara says, because Karka, since there's no dinaino, that is the lumdus of this halacha, that whatever both parties agree that this will be the payment for the Karka, that's how much it's worth. He doesn't have to give him back a penny. So Mamela, that's how we see in the word Shavik Kesef that it means kark. Frek the Gemara, mine you, davar shein lo yeino. So that's why we see Shavik Kesef means kark. Frek the Gemara, this is not only unique to kark. Avodi mishtoris nami ein lehem eino. If you're telling me the Mishnah is coming to tell us you only are goyva from kalke, and I ask you, where do you see the word kalke in Shavik Kesef? Because kalke is unique, that it's worth whatever price they agreed upon. So that doesn't spell out kalke. Avodim also has the same aloche. Shtoris also have the same aloche. Shtores utrashi imocha shtores lachavere en yocho lekeich litvoye mimenu eino. So it can't mean karka because of this. Now let us see Tosfos. Davar hashove kol keset. So Tosfos says, lav davke. Now, you can't take this Gemara literally because it's not true. The yeser mi palge yeshlam aino ke demashme beperek hazov. If he was overcharged more than palge means as follows. If it was worth $100 and he charged him $201 for a karke, that's called yeser mi palge. So memele, so then the din is that there's a din bitl mekach over there. Then ela shove, so don't take literally davar hashove kol kesef, that I say that the value of the karke is determined by what the two parties agreed upon there'll be the price. It's not true. This is limited. It's limited to palge, to double the price. Double the price, Taka, it's considered this is the value of the karka. But more than double the price, more than double the true, the market value, is not, then there's dinayano. Elashove kol kesef yaisim imitalte. This terminology was used, shove kol kesef, that means, By metal to him, if you have any more than shtus, so if it's not worth the market price, there's a dinay no, in karke, it could be considered worth more, by more than a shtus, till double the value. But al kaponim, your pshat is wrong, that is not pshat in the Mishnah, because if the Mishnah is calls karke, the Mishnah means you can only be gaiva from karke, and the Mishnah is expressing this halacha because kalke ishove kol kesef that they agree upon, so then the Mishnah should include avodim vishtoritz. Ela omar rabbe barula dova hanikne bekesef. No, shove kesef means a shavius that you acquire ownership through paying for it. Kalke is nikne bekesef. Frag the Gemara, avodim ushtoris nami niknem bekesef. Again, if the Tana wanted to tell us kalke, so this was the wrong terminology. Kalke is not miyuchid, that it's niknem bekesef. Avodim ushtoris also niknem bekesef. Zut Rashi, dovo haniknem bekesef. Beloi mishiche. That means the kalke niknem bekesef become a kedusha. That means by metaltalim, you have to, the kainah has to make a maisa kinyan, the dova nikne has to be moishach, the dova nikne has to be magbiya, the dova nikne. By kalk and kesef, mois einam kainis, minatayra, minarabona, but mois einam kainis, samuzay, for paying for it, you don't acquire ownership, you have to do a pool of a heroes bailus a maise kinyan in the dava nikn in order to acquire ownership. Kalke, by paying for it, you acquire the kalke. So memele, so that's why it's called shove kesef, the shavius is nikne with through kesef. Frag the Gemara evid nami nikne be kesef, kediktoni be kedushin, and the Gemara es shtores nami nikne be kesef. So Trashi Shtoris to Niknem Bekesef, Loi is Parish Eicha. That means Rashi, and Rabbi Kibbege brings down all the Rashis and Shas that says Loi is Parish Eicha. Rashi wanted to tell you, Rashi tells you what he didn't know and what he didn't know. So Rashi says, I have a Gemara here that says that one could be kinda a shtar with Kesef. I haven't the faintest idea where this halacha is mentioned. Lo yispar sheikh. Now, let us just explain what we're speaking about if shtoris on niknem bekesef. There's a whole sugya in Amechas Asfine and mechiris shtoris. Mechiris shtoris means, it's a moiridike chiddush. Mechiris shtoris means as follows. Mechiris shtoris means that, let's say, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, And Reuven wrote a shtar to Shimon, I, Reuven, owe $100 to Shimon. And Shimon has the shtar. And the shtar is proof that Reuven owes him $100. Fine, here's a shtar. Now, Shimon wants to sell the choiv to Levi. Now, there's a very big problem. How do you sell a choiv? It's a very intangible object. How do you sell a choiv? So the Gemara says in Meiches HaSfine, it's sold to Ksive Umesira. Meiches de Kezach, and if this is Adaraisa or Adarabonon, it's a whole sugi in Meiches HaSfine, but the choiv is sold through two procedures. Number one, I give over the shtar. The shtar, which is written, the words are, I, Reuven, borrowed $100 from Shimon to aid in Gechasma, the place. So, I give over this document to Levi, which, L'chaire, is a little worthless, but I give over this document to Levi, and then I write another shtar. And kni l'cha ihu v'chol shibuda. You should be koine this shtar, with all the shibudim that the shtar is kolon in the shtar, and I give over these, I give over the first shtar, I give over this, the sec, I write a new shtar, that's called ksive umesire. Oisiyois niknes beksive umesire. There's one man the yama, mesire sa shtar alone is enough. That's a sugi in Baba Basra. But Rashi said, Lo Yispa, I never saw any place that by giving money, that Shimon can keep the shtar, and I give him money, the shtar belongs, the chay belongs to me. I never saw such a thing. Lo Yispa, Rashaycha. Our Gemara says that shtar is anik to bekesem. That I never saw. Now let us see Taisvis. Avodim shtar is nami niknem bekesem. So Taisvis said, Lo Yigarsin in shtar is, the Yinakir is shtar is, the ain't nicknamed because the Taisa said it's not true. It's a false gilsa. Elo b'mesira u'bishtar. You know how you coin the shtaris? Through mesira and shtar. That's how, that's what we mentioned before. Ksiva mesira. You give over the shtar, and you write a shtar, and that shtar, kni lochiyu v'chol shibudu. Va'afilu b'chalipin nami tzorech iyo. Now Taisa says, I have a tzorech iyun if chalipin will help. Now, what's the case of chalipin? Chalipin is, instead of, that means I have, Reuven has a koine, Levi wants to buy the shtar, he wants to buy the choy. Now, Levi is, the shtar is not around. The shtar is in Reuven's house, and Levi's busy, he has to go away pretty soon. So he says, listen here, I write you a shtar, kni locha iyu v'chol shibudei, koine that shtar. I can't give you over that shtar. The shtar is in my house now. You have to leave. Let's make a kinyan chalipin on that shtar. Let's make a kinyan chalipin. So chalipin is a kinyan on chafetzim. Machlepola b'chamor. That you take this, I take this. So l'chayre, there would be a svara to say that chalipin on the shtar in kni lochi v'chol shibude, the chalipin should be equivalent to a mesiras hashtar. That maybe there is such a svara. So Taisa says, I'm not too sure about it. And there's a meirat, the Tumim brings down a meiratik svara that it shouldn't help, because there's a shita sarishayim yini ksive umesiris hashtar. And what does mesiris hashtar means? That besides making a meshiche in the shtar, or hagbor in the shtar that the lekeich makes, there also has to be giving over, a ceremony of giving over. That means the kinyan meshicha does not have to be given over. The moicha tells the lekech, shlep my behemah. Lech meshoich behemti. I don't have to give it over to him. I just tell him, make a meshicha, makes a meshicha, it's sufficient. By choyves, you need, besides the meshicha sashtar, I have to give it over to you. There's a whole ceremony. So Taisma says, if you need Mesiras Hashtar, this ceremony you need, so Chalipin won't help. It's not sufficient a maise kinyan in the shtar. You have to do such an action that is showing whatever I had in the shtar, I'm giving over to you. And that's what you need. Mesiris hashtar. So could be chlipin also won't help. So Mamela about Kesef Taisu says, the Zicha nothing what to talk about. Kesef Zicha won't help. Bekuntris pirish lo yisparish heichish ishtoros nikta bekesef. Rashi said that he does not bechlal where it says such a thing. Fine. But so now we don't even know Taichveltus. What is the Taich Shovekesef? That Shovekesef means kalk. Where do we see this in the word Shovekesef? Omar Rav Ashi Shovekesef v'loy kesef. The only article that's called it's worth kesef, but it's not kesef, that's kalke. Vahani kulu kesef ninu. Everything is called metaltalin. Are called kesef, and kalke is called shove kesef. Now let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi elama ravashi shove kesef. Dahainu kalkois. Kakois are called shove kesef. V'hochi mashme. So now that's pshat. Now that's how I figured out that shove kesef means kalk. V'hochi mashme. Shove kesef yishalem. V'loi kesef atzmoi. V'hani kulu metaltalim. All metaltalim. V'avodim. V'shtoris. Kesef ninu. The motzi lamtuyinu. Mimoso lemoso mizdavni. They can be taken from one city to another city and sold, and karka is not transferable. Now, I think pshat in the Gemara is as follows. You have two articles. There is a mokim to think, who's the moicha and who's the lekeach? Or is there a moicha and a lekeach? For example, hamachlev pora bechamoyel. That means Reuven had a pora, Shimon had a chamoyel. They decided they're going to switch. Who's the moicha, who's the lekeach? I got news for you. There's no moicha and there's no lekeach. These two people want to switch ownership. It's not I'm buying in yourself. We're switching. Now out the Balapora wants a chamer. There's no, that's not called mekech and memke. That's called chalipin. That's called tmura. It's called exchange. There's no moicha and there's no lekeach. There's a mission in the beginning of Perik Hazov. Hazov koines hakesef. Ein hakesef koines hazov. And there it's speaking about that we have silver and gold. And there is a shaila, what is the payment and what is the dova hanimka? And there the Mishnah gives us guidelines. By silver and gold, it's not a poranach amoyel. The silver is called the tive, that's called the payment, and the gold is called the dova hanimka. And there are many reasons to understand this, because silver is more frequently and more commonly used as a payment than gold. The gold is who buys gold is very valuable, and the silver is the tive. Silver is called the payment, the matbeya, and gold is called the dovar hanimka. Afilu, we have pieces of silver and pieces of gold, but silver has this characteristic. And we have nechoshes in kesef. I think the nechoshes is called the matbeya. Al koponim, we have guidelines by certain inyonim that one is called the dova hanimka and one is called the tivet, the matbeya. So the Gemara tells us that if you have a transaction between metaltalim and karke, that means I'm going to give you a pore and you're selling me a karke. So the Gemara Dachsim is telling, this is not called Machlef Poreh B'Chamor. It's not called an exchange. We're exchanging a karka for a pore. Comparing a pore to a karka, since a pore could be taken from city to city, so that is called the ket, that's called the tivet, that is called the matbeya, that is called the payment. So the only article which is never considered a payment, which is only considered a dover hanimka, that is karka. So shavi kesev means karka. It's worth, it's, you pay for it. All other things, when we compare them to karka, they're called kesev. So that is pshat in the Mishnah, that shavi kesev means the only article, the only commodity that is not and will never be called kesef is karke. And all other metaltalim in comparing to karke, that is called, they're the kesef, and karke is called shavikesef.